From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Turkey's top general issued a stern warning today. He said U.S.-Turkish military ties will never be the same if the U.S. Congress passes a resolution labeling the killings of Armenians in Turkey as genocide. The massacres took place nearly 100 years ago in Ottoman Turkey. Last week, after the genocide resolution won approval in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Turkey recalled its ambassador to Washington. Yesterday, the Bush administration sent two envoys to Turkey to try to calm the diplomatic waters. Bush administration officials have expressed fear that Turkey might stop the U.S. from using its transit routes to get supplies to U.S. forces in Iraq. I asked NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul if the Turkish officials were talking about this.
Not yet, Andrea, or at least not publicly yet. But they have shown their displeasure. The Navy chief for the Turkish military canceled a visit to the U.S. A government minister canceled a trip to attend a U.S.-Turkish trade conference in New York, which has also been canceled. And then we have these statements from General Büyükanıt, the chief of staff, in a newspaper interview today. He said that the Americans shot themselves in the foot with this Armenian genocide resolution. It's important to note that when the French parliament passed a similar resolution recently, Turkey also cut off ties with the French military, including very lucrative defense contracts. The problem here for the U.S. is that the Defense Secretary Robert Gates says 70% of American supplies airlifted into Iraq go through Turkey's Incirlik air base, as well as a large amount of the fuel shipments, which go by tanker truck, and that could conceivably be curtailed. It's also not clear how this Armenian genocide resolution, the aftermath of this, could affect Turkey's cooperation with the U.S. on dealing with two somewhat difficult neighbors, Iran and Syria.
Now, it's not just the Armenian genocide resolution that has the Turks riled up, is it?
Not at all. Of course, first of all, for the Turks, the U.S. invasion of Iraq was very unpopular here. In addition to this, the Turks are very concerned about the Kurds of northern Iraq, and in particular, they're concerned about PKK separatists who operate out of mountain bases on the Iraqi side of the border. The U.S. considers the PKK a terrorist organization, but it has never taken action against the PKK. Meanwhile, clashes between the PKK and Turkish security forces on Turkish territory have intensified over the past several years, with more than 30 Turkish security forces killed in just the last 2 weeks. Some American weapons issued in Iraq by the U.S. military have popped up in PKK hands, and the most conspiracy-minded Turks are convinced that the U.S. is actually helping the PKK against Turkey. So this is another real sore point between the two allies.
And Ivan, I can hear the call to prayer in the background there.
Absolutely. Five times a day, and I've got a 400-year-old mosque about 20 yards from my office. So,
not a bad place to work, I'd say.
Difficult to record an interview.
Ivan, what are the chances that this friction on the border between Turkey and northern Iraq, where these Kurdish rebels are, would cause Turkey to mount some kind of invasion into the Kurdish northern Iraq?
Well, it's important to note here that the Turks have already been routinely bombing the border area with artillery for more than a year now. Not very far into Iraqi territory, but nonetheless, they have been carrying out artillery attacks. And throughout the 90s, the Turks did mount large-scale military incursions on the ground to fight the PKK. There's a buildup of troops on the border. There are serious fears that the Turks could go in, and they're expecting to put this measure to a parliamentary vote this coming week in Ankara.
And Ivan, one last question. What is the view from Turkey of the American politics that have led to this resolution passing through at least a committee in the U.S. Congress?
I think many Turks will say, wow, American politicians are slaves or servants of the Armenian lobby in the U.S. Of course, it's more complicated than that. But the Turkish position on the Armenian genocide is that, yes, hundreds of thousands of Armenians were killed, but they refuse to accept the term genocide. They say that the Armenians were killed in mutual massacres that involved the deaths of many Ottoman Muslims that happened during World War I as the Russian army was trying to invade into this part of what is modern-day Turkey. And this is where the Turks have refuse to accept this. I do have to say, though, that there is a bit of a taboo here. You don't have a lot of academic discussion about the Armenian massacres. In fact, the Nobel Prize-winning Turkish author Orhan Pamuk, he was taken to court just a year or two ago for writing more than a million Armenians were killed here, and nobody dares to talk about it.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul. Thank you very much, Ivan.
You're welcome, Andrea.